to women of
Blog
wisdom.
Talk Radio.
Okay, I have to wait for this stupid Blog Talk Radio thing. Welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. Apparently, my guest didn't show up, but that's okay, because I want to update you on a couple of things. I am now 29. I just turned 29 on Monday, and I am going back to college, as you know, but the first thing I wanted to update you on is I am going through a little bit of a dedication process of my book, because I found out on my birthday that a friend of mine passed away from a tragic accident. And so once the information comes available to me, I will let you guys all know how the process of my book is going to work. It's my novel series, The View from My Yoga Mat, that's going to be dedicated to this kid, his family, the nonprofit this kid and I worked with, and then it's also going to be donated to his disability, which to raise awareness about his disability, which was Down syndrome, because I feel like Down syndrome doesn't get the light it should spend on it, whereas cerebral palsy doesn't get light. That's why I'm an advocate. That's why I'm going back to school. And that's why I'm eventually turning a four-year degree into a doctorate degree. And so I'm really excited about that. Now, that being said, my life is going to get crazy. I just want my fan base to bear with me as I go back to college. It's going to be online. I'm going to try to do Women of Wisdom and my interviews. I actually have a publicist that I'm signing up with, so she's going to take control of my interviews. Thank you, Debbie. And as of July 1, and then I have my team on Women of Wisdom. Thank you, Christine and Danielle, for making Women of Wisdom work. And that leads me to my next segue. I am actually looking for 8 authors to be involved in my anthology called Wisdom in High Heels. Thank you very much. Based on A View from My Heels, based on the Wisdom, Women of Wisdom series, but 8 select authors, not 80, not 108, because I want to give those women and men, it's open to men too, the VIP treatment, because people know my story and they want to get attached to me and they want to help me, and so I figured this is a way to give back. But I also figured that I've been lapped in so many anthologies that I wanted to have the opportunity to help. So that means that my books are going, one is the latest adventure, The View for My Makeup Collection, is on Create Space right now, and The View from My Heels is always on Create Space. The View from My Heels is actually coming out in audio over the weekend. It's officially coming out in audio over the weekend. And so that's really exciting. Plus, I've got the anthology, plus, I've got the view from my yoga mat going on. And that process is going to be a little bit different because I'm dedicating it to a person and to his disability and his what he was passionate in life about. I mean, he was passionate in life about acting, and he was passionate about having high functioning Down syndrome, not cerebral palsy, but high functioning enough where he would say hi, Wynn, and give you a hug, or hi, Danielle, and give you a hug. He didn't live here during the winter. I think he lived in Chicago, and so I wasn't fortunate enough to see him during the winter, but he did come out here during the summer and spent quite a little bit of time with Challenge Aspen. And so I am going to dedicate my book to him and his work and his family, and that's public knowledge. And as soon as more information comes to me about what we're doing to honor him, I will let you know how the book process is going to work. And that's how I'm going to deal with my anger in the whole situation, because obviously people weren't paying attention. And this kid wasn't clumsy by any means. He had Down syndrome, but he was very high functioning. I mean, he was traveling back and forth, essentially by himself. And he was traveling back and forth out the yin yang. So this kid wasn't clumsy. So what I think happened was people weren't paying attention. He fell over, and then something happened to lead to his tragic death. And I just, ugh, it's devastating to me because people don't pay attention in situations. And I have dealt with it so much in my own life that you've got to pay attention. You've got to pay attention. I mean, I give you a perfect example. I was sitting in Charlotte, North Carolina, waiting to get on a plane, waiting to come back to Colorado after my speaking engagement. And I swear, I've watched those electric cords go down the concourse, and they don't know what they're doing. So obviously, you have got to pay attention what is going on around you. And obviously, that's what lands up happening. People weren't paying attention when the kid with Down syndrome was running to catch a plane, high functioning kid, as I said. And so people weren't paying attention. He fell over and hit his head, but then there's something more to the story. So, long story short, as more information comes to me about it, I will let you know. And so I just want to let you know, and I think if we did have a guest today, I'm looking at a profile and it says the Healing Heart Coach, and I wanted to talk to her about that, and I wanted to talk to you guys about how my book is going to be sculpted, and that's going to be out December 1, along with the anthology, when I get my act together with the anthology. And the anthology is actually going to be in cooperation with Hot Pink Bestsellers, Colin Hall, and we've just decided that last night. And again, we're looking for 8 authors. So you'll see more information on Facebook, and you'll see more information throughout the weeks leading up, and then we'll figure it out. And then I want you guys to help. If you have a story in you, just let me know, and I'll take it. And so, and I will let you know as to what the process is going to be. This is my first time doing this, even though I have published books. This is my...
Your lunch is in the fridge when you want it.
Thank you. This is my first time doing big projects like this, and I have my team watching Hot Pink Publishing, like a hawk, I should say, because I don't know if you remember me and the Hot Pink Publishing anthology. Yeah, that was a story in itself, and 10 people, including myself, were involved with that one, and I don't want that to happen again. So that's why I've decided 8 people, men included, and so that's what I've decided, and so that's how it's going to work, and it's going to work as weeks come out, and then I will, as soon as more information comes to me about my friend's death, I will actually sculpt the book around, sculpt the view from my yoga mat around my friend's death, and maybe involve the Down Syndrome Council, I don't know, and definitely involve Challenge Aspen, definitely involve his family. I may have his mom write the introduction to the view from my yoga mat. I haven't decided yet, because as I said, the information is so raw, and it's so poignant, and we all can't figure it out. We can only imagine the grief from the family, and so this is my way of paying tribute, and I am looking at beautiful purple roses as I sit here and speaking to you all today, and I think this is going to be a tribute to Will and all his fabulous work, and what the Down Syndrome community now has to do to uplift themselves. And it's going to be a fabulous work to understand women of wisdom, and it's going to be fabulous work to truly understand what Challenger Aspen does. And I'm sorry you keep hearing me jump half a foot while I speak. Okay, the first jump half a foot was my dad walking in. He knows I'm doing Women of Wisdom. He knows I'm in a meeting because it's on my schedule. And the second jump half a foot was my person who's helping me with my anthology wants me to give her money to use her system. Hey, so I'm sorry about that, you guys. You're occasionally going to hear me jump half a foot because of my high startle reaction and my moral and how cerebral palsy works. And again, it affects differently. This kid with Down syndrome and I have high functioning, he had high functioning Down syndrome, and I have high functioning cerebral palsy. I'm not legally disabled according to the government. I mean, when I've gone through the paperwork to get government assistance, they absolutely said no way because I can work. They say if you can't work, you can get disability, but that's another story in itself. And so, this kid and I had a very similar passion for life. This kid was, and it's going to make me cry when I say this, because he said to me 1 week before he died, he said, "I'm here for the summer," and I didn't realize that the next phone call I was going to get was from the next phone call I was going to get was from the head of Challenge Aspen, Houston Challenge, saying that we had a tragic accident and we're trying to figure out. And the next email I was going to get was from my best friend, Dan Young Coulter, saying, "Look, this is what happened." And I believe her. I also believe the person that told her. So once I figure out more information about everything, I will let you know how the view from my yoga mat is going to be sculpted. But right now, the view from my heels and the voice for my makeup collection, again, it's the voice for my makeup collection, is found on Amazon, and all my work is found on Amazon. Just Google my name and you'll find my work. And so I'll let you know about the anthology, and I'll let you know about how the view for my yoga mat is going to be sculpted due to this tragic event. And so I will let everyone know what goes on with my lighting and with my everything when I go back to school and when I go back to work. And yes, I'll still be doing Women of Wisdom when I go back to school and when I go back to work, because my class is online. And if I move out to California, when I do, not if, when I do, I will always be doing Women of Wisdom just from one more beautiful setting, because all Women of Wisdom requires is a time commitment and a laptop and a good pair of headphones and Skype. So that's all Women of Wisdom requires. And so I'm going to be doing it wherever I am, wherever I'm living, which will be eventually California. But for right now, it's going to be Aspen and California online. And so I'm really excited, and today I'm actually getting my website organized. And so it's going to be really exciting to see what life brings me. And as I said, once I get more information about this tragedy in my life all be letting you guys know how you can help with the view from my yoga mat, and then how you can help with the Wisdom in High Heels anthology once I get that all organized. And then and then I will let you guys know once my website is organized, probably next week, and then I'll have that up and running, and that's going to be good. And as I said, the View from My Heels is going to be on audio tape, on Audible, and iTunes as of Saturday, as of this upcoming Saturday. So for those of you who can't physically hold a book or just want to read a book just for the heck of it because you don't have time to physically read a book, audiobooks are the best option. That's why I put audiobooks, my books, on audio, because I deal with the disabled. I also deal with driving halfway out to nowhere to appointments. And so it's, when I was growing up, that's how I listened to Judy Bloom the time. Oh my God, that makes me feel old that I'm talking about Judy Bloom, the Fudge series. The Fudge series. I've also listened to The Secret Life of Bees on audio tape with my mom. My mom was a big audio tape fan, and also one of my adopted moms is also a big language fan, and so I think that's why I do what I do, because I've been in those situations as a disabled woman where things haven't worked out. So then I figure out a way to let people hear my words, even if they're read not by me, even if they're read by someone else. Maybe if I get strong enough one of these days and my voice gets strong enough, I can read my own audiobooks, which would take me a couple hours to do, but I would like a professional to read my audiobooks. Although maybe I can get one of my friends, or maybe I can stick with the professionals, or maybe it's going to be me one of these days reading my own audiobooks. That would be fun. But for right now, I'm sticking with the professionals through ACX.com, and that's how I'm going to do it. And The View from My Heels is actually coming up this Saturday on Amazon, and so you can find that in the abridged audio edition. And if you go to The View from My Heels, you can click on it. It should say three different options, and all my books, except the ones that I co-author, are going to say three different options, one being Kindle version, one being trade paperback version, and then one being the audio version. And I Win is on audio. The View from My Heels will be on audio. And the voice for my makeup palette is getting on audio as we speak. And then even my anthology is going to be on audio, because it's going to be a smaller anthology. So I'm happy. I'm just decided that as of this morning, dealing with the process of the anthology, so people can get inspired by these other women's stories, including my own, because I feel like if you don't put a book on audio, you're missing half the population, because those of us with disabilities can't even hold a book physically, and can't even see to read a book. And so I am doing it for those who can't see and those who can't physically hold a book. But so that's what I'm doing, and that's how I'm going to be doing it. And then speaking of the publisher, I may go with the publisher down in Texas. I don't know, depending on how the deal for my yoga mat is going to be sculpted. December 1, I may just ex-nay the publisher because of publishing fees, but we'll see. We'll see. So I appreciate the time, everyone, and I'm sorry you didn't hear my guest, but apparently my guest didn't show up. But I appreciate your love and support, and with 3 minutes out, I'm actually going to end this show a little bit early because I have stuff to do, and so I hope you guys enjoyed my updates and enjoyed me speaking about what I'm doing and how encompassing I am to everyone. And so I will catch you on the flip side and hope that you tune into another episode of Women of Wisdom. Again, you can get these episodes in iTunes or just get these episodes on Blog Talk. Thank you.